Councilmember Crowley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I have the fondest respect for Councilman Thomas's motivation in introducing this proposal and for those who are going to vote in favor of it. But in all honesty, I think it's a regressive step that we'd be taking as an elected body today. Some 30, 35 years ago, when there were efforts somewhat successfully made to decriminalize possession of small amounts of marijuana, Ohio made that step. Cincinnati made that step, and that was considered a progressive move. And while we've been living with it for the last 30 years or so, I think Mr. Tarbell's assessment that there's been really never a major charge made against that movement. It's been workable. It has prevented people who use pot in small amounts to do that without facing criminal charges. And I think that to focus now on criminalizing possession of small amounts of marijuana is a step in the wrong direction. When we have so many murders and homicides, we have so many violent crimes, the folks who are using small amounts of marijuana, and I'm not one of them, are really not the cause of those crimes. I think this takes away from our focus and our direction that we need to make as a city. I understand there's an argument, I don't buy it, but I understand there's an argument that this gives the police another weapon, and that if they can stop a person for possession of a small amount, that gives them the opportunity to search the person for perhaps more incriminating evidence. But I still don't think that's the way to attack serious crimes. Well, I think if we adopt this resolution, if we adopt this ordinance today, we are stepping back in time. I think we are taking the focus off the major problems that we have to face, and I think we are going to end up penalizing people, young people, for possession of small amounts of marijuana. It's going to haunt them the rest of their life when we get into job screening, when they want to move on and get into the productive life in the city. So, Mr. President, I would hope that we would defeat this today, but in any case, I intend to vote against it. Thank you, Mr. President.